Hi everyone, my name is Samuel Nisuche and you're welcome to yet another episode on the Productivity Hub. Yeah, today I want to talk about change. You know, change is one thing that a whole lot of us, in fact, everybody desires. Okay, we want to experience change in our life. Everybody wants to evolve. We want to transform. We want to get better, move from one state to another. Okay, with the aim of getting better, you know, having more. Okay, working towards our life's objective and achieving our goals. Everybody wants change. Now, but we need to understand something beyond the psychological view we have about change. You know, before we experience change, there's a thought that comes into our mind. We see something better. So I am here sitting today and I feel, okay, I think I shouldn't be sitting on a wooden chair. I need to move to a cushioned chair, okay? It's something that is a little more comfortable. So I'm thinking that I need to change my position to attain, to get a better, to get a better seat, okay, because where I'm seated is a wooden chair, and you know that gets the point, your butt begin to hurt. So you need to get to somewhere that you can, even if you have to sit for a long time, you can feel a little more comfortable. So you are thinking, I need to change my position, I need to change my spot. But beyond that psychological view, okay, there has to be a process that we must be able to engineer before we can get to the point that we desire to be. And that is a place where a lot of people are not willing to, rather, that's the action step a lot of people are not willing to take. You want to move from a state of good to a state of better or a state of great, but you are not calculating the hard work, calculating the work, the required work to take you to that new position. You're just thinking, okay, this is a better place, so I just want to get there. And then you start the journey not counting the cost. And along the road, you begin to see a lot of irregularities. You don't plan for risk. You don't plan for unforeseen circumstances. And so halfway there, you're already thinking, you're already discouraged because you're beginning to see things that you didn't even imagine or think about. So when you want to talk about change, transformational change, understand that it's not just about the picture you see. It's very possible to achieve that, but then you need to look at the process that will take you there. Okay, look at the process that will take you there. Count your cost. Be willing to understand that you have to compromise. So you want to move from a good chair or from a wooden chair to a sofa, to a more comfortable seat. But you need to understand that your legs have to work, because you're not going to disappear from where you are and appear where you want to be. Okay, there has to be a process. There has to be work done. You need to stand up. You need to walk. You need to move. Okay, time also will be spent, because as you're moving from from the first point to the second point, you are also leaving comfort. You need to exerting energy means you are walking, so your body has to undergo stress, undergo strain. You are sitting so you are comfortable, but you have to move to a better seat. So you have to stand. So that period of walking from the wooden chair to a more comfortable chair, work has to be done. So in as much as where you are sitting is not very comfortable, now listen to this, guys. This is a catch. In as much as where you are seated is not comfortable, okay, it's not comfortable, the moment you decide to change to a better place, the process of moving will even be much more uncomfortable, because now you're no longer relaxed. Work has to be done, okay? Work has to be done. You need to exert energy. You need to move. You need to walk. Now, anything can happen in your process of moving from where you are to where you want to be. Now, those are the things you need to consider and plan for what we call risk. You need to be able to manage risk. And I'm using a seat as an example, but I want us to look at it from the general life's angle. You want to get a better life. So it doesn't just come exactly how you imagine it. Yes, you might paint it to be a beautiful thing, which it is. Okay. And some people even go as far as creating the illusion that it's going to be an easy ride. It's going to be just wake up in the morning, do what I need to do, and then I'll get to where I want to be. Some people try to summarize that illusion, and it's wrong. Come on. If you want to move from where you are, you want to get a better life, you want to achieve something, go a life's vision, a life's goal, it is not going to be easy. Okay. But what should keep you going is where you are headed, the picture of where you are headed. I think that's the reason why we create a mental picture, so that even when you lose the motivation to keep going, you're imagining, I think that place is much better than anywhere in the process that I am right now. So if I want to move from where I am to where I want to be. If I am stuck in the process, you must remind yourself that, man, this is not where I planned to be. This is not a comfortable place to be. The future, the place that I have foreseen is where I want to be. That is where I can call rest. So that alone should build your motivation. But you need to plan to make sure that you are prepared for the process. The process is the place that people, a lot of people get lost, get stuck. Most times they get distracted. They take a diversion. They feel that, okay, this goal is looking too far. I want to move from them being good to being great, but then I'm stuck in the process and I feel like maybe I don't have to really be great. Maybe I can just settle for something a little better than where I was before. And those people begin to cut down their goals because they got stuck in the process of change. So I'm here to tell you, okay, each time you think you need to be in at a better place, make sure that you are counting the cost. Make sure that you are evaluating the whole process that will take you there. Don't just build your thesis on the picture, the psychological, the mental view you have about the better place you want to achieve. Make sure that you are calculating the cost. What will it take me to get there? What are the possible challenges that I will face? What are the possible risks that can happen? Okay, what are the what is and what are the what can? You need to be able to evaluate all this process, and then you can now determine and think, okay, maybe staying here would be a better option. Or I think irrespective of what the process would demand from me, I'm capable and I will do all it takes to get to where I want to be. Then you can now begin to make your final decisions. So guys, I really want us to think through the process of change and know that it is not rosy. Okay, it is not rosy at all, but then it's worth it if you really want to be where you have pictured to be. So as a young person, an old person, whatever stage you are in life, change is not always easy. Now, for depending on the desired change, the desired life you want to have for yourself, okay, they come with different levels of irregularities, different levels of challenges and setbacks, okay, different level of hard work required to hit the target. But if your mind is made up, sure, you have taken your time to properly strategize and, you know, plan for not just way through, but manipulative ways also that you can. I'm not saying you need to find a shortcut. No, I'm saying that sometimes you need to devise a means to walk through the process. Okay, that is the act of being smart. Yeah, you can. So guys, make sure that in your desire to attain change, to become more productive, to improve the quality of your life, and desire to move from where you are to where you want to be, don't just focus on the change that you want to see. Also, take into consideration the process that will get you there. Okay, so I'll drop it here for today, guys. I hope you got value, and I wish that you can be able to embrace it, this thought pattern, this process, and you know, understand that it is more about the process beyond what the picture you see tells you. Okay, you need to consider the process that will get you there. My name is Simon Nisiwuche, and I would always continue to give you value on the Productivity Hub. Okay, so keep listening and keep sharing our podcast. Okay, make sure you reach out to your friends, your loved ones, and you can also send us a personal message if you want us to do a shout out to you. If you want me to do a shout out to you, send me a personal message and I will gladly do that. Okay, so see you when next meet. Make sure you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Bye-bye.